Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about Jeremy Lin. For those who don't know, Jeremy Lin is an NBA superstar, but more importantly, he is a son of God. He is a Christian who loves the Lord. He's Harvard educated and plays ball. I don't know.
Harvard?
Yeah, he went to Harvard, man. He's the guy's wow. Super smart.
Didn't know that.
And his claim to fame, he was with the New York Knicks at the time that I was in New Jersey, and we had a chance to experience Linsanity, which is basically an opportunity that he had to get off the... He was a bench player and was able... Some players got hurt. I believe Carmelo Anthony got hurt, and he was called off the bench to play in the game, and... He was on fire. Mm-hmm. He could not be stopped. And he went on these stretch of games where he was unstoppable, unbeatable, in the zone, playing like a superstar. And normally bench players are just like relief players. They come in to relieve the superstars and they get some, you know, get some work in and then they stay fresh. In the event that, you know, one of the main players goes down, they could at least, you know, hold the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy did beyond that. He just didn't hold the ground. He took over. Like, they couldn't take him out of the lineup. He was that good. Mm-hmm. And something broke out called Linsanity. I mean, he became world famous. They made videos of him. And it saved his career. And when he got to that spotlight and in that position, he gave all the glory to Jesus Christ. And he's from Taiwan, and he went there to preach the gospel. He's been all over the place, really, sharing about the Lord and about his life. Well, he was then traded to the Houston Rockets and continued, I guess, to do well there. They didn't follow him too much there, but just recently we just found out that he was traded to the Lakers. Huge franchise, bunch of wins, bunch of rings, place where Kobe Bryant plays, his team, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And the very first thing that Jeremy Lin does, the very first thing he does as a Laker, Los Angeles Laker, is go feed the homeless. I mean, is one of the first things he does at Skid Row, and he wanted just to play and you know, do his part as part of the team. But we have a something we want you to see. It's him being interviewed by, I guess, a group called Laker Nation. And they ask him some silly questions, but just hold it. Hold it for a while, because the last thing he says to me is pretty amazing. So watch this.
Hey, guys. For LakersNation.com, Serena Winters here with Jeremy Lin, already a huge fan favorite. Hey, you're wearing number 17. Have you asked Rick Fox for permission?
No, I haven't, but hopefully he'll be okay. They told me he wasn't retired yet, so I think hopefully I'm allowed to wear it.
Hey, what is the craziest thing either a fan has said to you or done to you?
There's been a lot of crazy things. I guess one of the more recent ones was I was just in Asia, and we had like an airport. We landed in the airport in Taiwan, and there's a ton of people who were there. And one of the crazy fans jumped into the car that we were on, and we had to... had to kick them out and stuff. It was just a little wild, a bold move by the fan.
Speaking of crazy fans, did you hear about the fan who, the mom who posted an ad on Craigslist offering up a spare bedroom to you?
Yeah, I heard about it and stuff, but because I've been in Asia the last 3 weeks, I haven't had my phone with me. And so just like friends have been mentioning it or like sending me emails and stuff, but I never really looked at it myself. I just heard that if there's a place to stay that I could, I would have one option, but. I don't know anything beyond really that, so.
Hey, we've heard about all of your infamous secret handshakes. Who was going to be the recipient of that first handshake for you over at the Lakers?
We'll see. It's not something that I can just talk about right away without meeting everybody. I gotta see who fits the mold.
All right, Jeremy. Lastly, the one thing you want to tell Lakers fans they're going to expect from you this season.
The one thing I can say about me is I'm gonna play for God, and I'm gonna play the way that I've been taught to play, and that's gonna be an up-tempo, aggressive style of play.
All right, Lakers Nation, that's Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin, the one thing they can expect from me is that I'm gonna play for God. How awesome is that?
Awesome.
How awesome is that? Jeremy Lin gets on the scene And it's so funny, they say they offered him a room, you know, a bedroom. A lot of people don't know that Jeremy Lin, when he was in the New York Knicks, he didn't even have his own apartment. He was couch surfing. The guy was making league minimum. I mean, he was barely on the team. Mm-hmm. He didn't have his own place. And so to go from there to this year, he's in the third year of his contract, earning $15 million.
Third year? He just started.
Well, no, it was part of the trade when they traded him over. Okay. Right. They take the contract with him.
I got you.
$15 million. $15 million. So not bad, Jeremy Lin. I guess you put God first, you get blessed. You know what I mean? But he says, I'm playing for God. And that's so important because that's what we want to do with our young people. We want to give them opportunities to look at athletes that are not playing for the fame and the glory that a lot of sports has become. It's about people seeking their own statistics, their own enshrinement, if you will. They're playing for a ring or for a statue maybe of them somewhere in a Hall of Fame, you know, museum. But Jeremy Lin says, listen, I'm playing for God. You know, when I'm out there, I'm playing with integrity. I'm playing with fairness. I'm playing to his glory. And when I do well and I have the stage and I have the spotlight, if you will, it's not going to be about me. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be so that I can talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so cool. I mean, something that Tim Tebow had done repeatedly, that every time they tried to give him accolades and try to say all this great stuff about him, he just said, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. You know, I just want to thank him so much for what he's blessed my life with. And I think that's what we need to do with young people. We need to help them to see that, hey, there's a bigger perspective to life and sports and education and work. It's all about the Lord.
And that's what the really exciting thing is just like to see athletes like this get to that level and, like you're saying, point the attention back to Jesus. Because a lot of times we can look right at their athleticism or their abilities, and it's just like we say that their abilities are number one, or their glory is number one, or their fame is number one. And it's just like, well, they're in the fame, they're in the athleticism, they're in that attention, and they're saying, let me realize and point to you what the attention should be on. And that's huge because children a lot of times don't see that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, your flame may not last forever. So the 15 seconds, the 15 minutes of fame that you have, you know, don't waste it on yourself. Invest it in a way that God can get exposure and glory and that Jesus can be famous.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.